You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College Jazz.
Right, where are we now? Electrical power. Why do we use electricity? Because it's so convenient. Simple as that. Why do we use electricity? It comes down a wire. It's available to us. It's always there. You press the switch, it's there, ready to go. Easy to deliver down a wire. Petrol, that's got lots of energy in it. You've got to carry it around in cans. You've got to have pipes to move it. It's smelly and nasty. Electricity, much more easy. It's simply extremely convenient. That's why we use electrical energy for most things. How do we get electrical energy? Well, we have some sort of power station. What sort of power station? Well, that's something you've got to know. Maybe we'll have some light jazz before you have to know that. Oh God, that's awful. Maybe if I carry on talking over the top of it, you won't notice. Electrical power. Electrical power is delivered to us from electrical power stations. Electrical power stations are powered in one of two ways. They're either powered with fossil fuels, or they're powered with renewables. Or actually, in three ways. I'll try that again. Three ways. They're powered by fossil fuels, they're powered by renewables, or they're powered by nuclear. They all have pluses and minuses. Fossil fuels, cheap, easy. What are they? Coal, oil and gas. Three fossil fuels, coal, oil and gas. Why don't we like them? We don't like them because we think the world's warming up and we think it's the CO2 that fossil fuels put out that's responsible. So everybody is trying to get rid of their fossil fuels. Can we have a bit less of that light jazz, please? I don't know who thought that was a good idea. Where are we up to now? Nuclear. Why is it that we don't like nuclear? Well, we do like nuclear because nuclear generates huge amounts of power from only a little bit of uranium. It does it by nuclear fission. All you have to know, nuclear fission. Nuclear fusion, that's what the sun does. Nuclear fission, that's what we do in nuclear power stations. Nuclear fission. Why don't we like it? Trouble is, it creates lots of radioactive waste. Nobody wants that waste buried in their back garden. It stays radioactive for thousands of years. How do we deal with it? No one really knows at the moment, but unfortunately, we can't use fossil fuels because of the CO2 and the global warming. So we've got to use nuclear power because we've got no other sensible ways of doing it. Well, I can hear the environmentalists amongst you screaming at me. Of course we've got other sensible ways of doing it. We've got renewables. Hurrah for renewables. Renewables are going to save us. We can generate all our electricity from wind. Does the wind blow all the time? I guess it does somewhere. Does it produce much energy per wind turbine? Hardly any. Do you want a wind turbine put on the hill next to you? No, probably not. They talked about putting some wind turbines in the sea next to us in Jersey and everybody complained. Don't want to see wind turbines when I look out my window. Outrageous. I want to be able to sail my boat to France without seeing wind turbines. Don't put wind turbines there. They might be noisy. They hum as they turn around. Take those wind turbines away. Ooh. My computer system tells me that my light jazz is about to run out. You're enjoying that being on the go underneath, weren't you? Perhaps we'll set it to go for some more to go. There you go. Some more will take over in a minute. What was that one called? That was called City of Dreams. And now we've got Out on the Road Again. Isn't it lovely? Sound like a real DJ. What other renewables are there? Well, there's solar. Solar don't work very well in Britain. We don't get enough sunlight. Solar, extremely useful in Africa, where you've got places with lots of sunshine that need electricity occasionally, like for pumping water up from a well or, you know, powering a battery so that they can listen to the radio. That kind of stuff. Particularly places that are a very long way away from a national grid that would distribute them electricity normally. Solar power, good in Africa, rubbish in Britain. What else we got? We've got tidal. Tidal's very good. We've got, we're in the top 10 in the tidal ranges in the world here in Jersey, so maybe we ought to have lots of tidal. Trouble is, how do you do it? You build a great big dam, tide comes in, gets stuck behind the dam, then you let the water back out once the tide's gone down, goes through turbines, turns the turbines, produces electricity. That's what they do over in France. There's one of those barrages. You lot probably drive over it when you go over to visit your second houses over in France. Why don't we do that? Well, do you want great big dams building around Jersey? No, nor me. They are talking about tidal flow generators now, which are a lot better idea. They're just fixed to the bottom of the seabed, and as the tide slops backwards and forwards across them, it turns the turbine. No dams need building. Much less power comes out of them. A bit like wind turbines. Nice idea. Much less power comes out of them. But somewhere like the Alderney Race, which is a well-known, very fast tide that flows past Alderney, between Alderney and France, probably a very good place to be generating tidal power in that way. Things you need to know about tidal power for the exam: can destroy mudflats for birds. So if you build your big barrage, keep all the water behind it, you don't have all the mudflats being exposed at low water. Just, you're used to that. You look out the window in Jersey, when it's low water, you can see all those mudflats covered with birds. Well, if I build a big tidal barrage around Jersey, you don't get that anymore. Where do the birds go? Other renewables, there's getting energy from underground, geothermal. What do you need to know about that? You need to know that that energy is produced by the radioactive decay of elements in the earth. Heat by radioactive decay, geothermal. That's my Mr. Wynn impression. You're letting me this radio station, he puts his silly voice on instantly. Oh, we've got Pacific Blue playing behind us now. You're really hoping I get to the end of this bit so you don't have to listen to any more light jazz, aren't you? Where have I got to? I've done most of the renewables, have I? Yeah. Advantages in renewables, they don't give out CO2. Disadvantages of renewables, they don't make much energy. Are renewables going to save us? Only if we cover the hillsides with wind farms. Hydroelectric. What's hydroelectric? Well, we don't have any in Jersey. Lots in France. Not as much as they've got nuclear, but quite a lot. Hydroelectric, you build a big dam across a valley, all the water coming down the valley gets stopped behind the dam. You let that water out through a turbine, and because it's coming down from a big height, it's high behind the dam, it's low when it comes out the turbine, it's lost lots of gravitational potential energy. What's the gravitational potential energy been turned into? It's been turned into kinetic energy because the water's moving. Water moves through the turbines. What do the turbines turn it into? The turbines turn it into electrical energy. Can the turbines turn all of the gravitational potential energy into electrical energy? Of course they can't. That would violate the second law of thermodynamics. So they turn some of it into electrical energy, and the rest of it carries on, water flows away. You can get asked maths on that. What maths might you be asked about that? Well, important bit here, let's turn this awful light jazz off. Oh, that's better. What maths might you need to do on that? Energy, when we're talking about it moving at a distance, is energy is equal to force times distance. Energy is measured in joules. Force is measured in newtons. Distance is measured in meters. Make sure distance is in meters. If it's in kilometers, if it's in centimeters, change it. You can do that. Multiply distance moved by the force applied. You get the energy done. Work done, it's quite often called. When we're talking about gravitational potential energy, the energy is the height multiplied by the force. Well, what's the force in this case? Well, the force is the force of gravity, measured in newtons. You're not going to have to work that out. They'll tell you what that is. If they do ask you to work it out, it's only the number of kilograms multiplied by 10 gives you the number of newtons. Energy is equal to force times distance. Gravitational potential energy is equal to weight times height. So if they tell you you've got 100 newtons of water, 50 metres up, 100 times 50? 5,000. 5,000 joules of gravitational potential energy. They tell you that that water flows through an electricity turbine. They tell you that that electricity turbine makes 2,000 joules of electricity. And they ask you, how efficient is the electricity turbine? Think back. 10 minutes ago. It was only 10 minutes ago. I said to you, efficiency is equal to useful energy out divided by total energy in. Well, what's the total energy in? It's our gravitational potential energy. It's 5,000. What's the useful out? Well, that's our electricity. It's 2,000. Right, 2,000 divided by 5,000. Do I have to reach for a calculator? Might have to reach for a calculator to work out that it's 0.4. Multiply that by 100 to give me a percentage, and I get 40%. Our turbine is 40% efficient. That's the hardest calculation I have ever seen on one of these exams. Can you do that? If you don't think you can do that, I'm going to put the light jazz on again. Listen to this bit again and think about it if you can't do it. And again. I will put the light jazz on if you don't listen to it again and make sure you think about it and get to know how to do it. Useful energy out divided by total energy in. In this case, the total energy in is the gravitational potential energy that my water is falling through. The useful energy out, well, I'm told how much electricity it produces. Divide one by the other, multiply by 100 for a percentage, 40% efficient. That's reasonable for electrical turbines, 40%. Anywhere between 40 and 60% electrical turbines can do. Hydroelectric energy, gravitational potential energy being turned into electrical energy. One extra wrinkle for that, and that's power stations that store gravitational potential energy. There's one in Wales. It's a big hollow hill. By day, when they need electricity, they let the water out of the top lake, flows through the turbines, into the bottom lake. By night, when there's all those nuclear power stations still generating electricity that nobody wants, they pump it back again. Why do the nuclear power stations stay on? They stay on because they're really hard to turn on and off quickly. Gas, quite quick. Turn it on and off fairly easily. Hydroelectric, open a valve. It's on. Easy. Fast. Nuclear, really hard to turn on and off. So the nuclear power stations, they just keep going all night. You might as well use that electricity for something. They use it to pump the water back up into the top lake. Then by day, they reverse the process, comes back the top lake, into the bottom lake, generates electricity. Seems a bit wasteful, but it works. It works because those nuclear power stations can't be turned off at night when they're not needed. So you might as well use the power for something. They use the power to pump that water back up that hill. Paying for electricity. Paying for electricity, slightly weird. One they can ask you some questions about. One they can ask you a bit of maths for. To pay for electricity, you are charged in kilowatt hours. What's a kilowatt? Well, it's 1,000 watts. What's a watt? Well, it's a unit of electrical power. A unit of any power, really. It's a joule per second. Got 1,000 joules over 10 seconds? 1,000 divided by 10? 100 watts. 100 watt light bulb. Converting 1,000 joules of electrical energy every 10 seconds. 100 watts. Joule per second. What's a kilowatt? It's 1,000 watts. I've told you already, weren't you listening? What's a kilowatt hour? Well, a kilowatt hour is how many kilowatts you've used multiplied by how many hours you used it for. Turn your electric heater on for a quarter of an hour. It's a 3 kilowatt electric heater. You've turned it on for a quarter of an hour. You've got 3 kilowatts for a quarter of an hour. 3 multiplied by a quarter, 3 quarters, 0.75. Let your calculator do it if you can't. 0.75 kilowatt hours. And you'll be charged something like 10p for every kilowatt hour. So for 0.75 kilowatt hours, you'll be charged 7.5p. We did the maths for that in class. Turns out that an electric light bulb left on in your bedroom permanently for an entire year costs you 50 quid in electricity. Yes, remember that? Kilowatt hours. Number of kilowatts multiplied by number of hours. How are the examiners going to trick you? Well, they're going to trick you by giving you the time in minutes. You've got to remember to convert it to hours. 30 minutes, half an hour. Can you do that? Probably. They might also trick you by giving you the power in watts. You've got to convert it into kilowatts. 500 watts, half a kilowatt. 5,000 watts, 5 kilowatts. Divide by 1,000. 1,000 watts equals 1 kilowatt. Given the number of watts, divide by 1,000 gives you the number of kilowatts. Multiply it by the number of hours. In hours, not in minutes. Not in seconds. Don't be stupid. In hours, you get kilowatt hours. Multiply by the charge per kilowatt hour, you find out how much you're paying for your electricity. Oh, it's not that hard, is it? Come on, really.